podcast.
Our Garden Butte housing strategy sets out how we will respond to local housing needs and includes all types of tenures, social rented, private rented, owner occupied, the whole gambit. And what I've got today is a conversation with Douglas White, team leader for housing strategy, and Kelly Ferns, our empty housing officer, have both been actively involved in the consultation and development of the new housing strategy. So here's my conversation with them.
So I'm joined today by Douglas White, our housing team leader, and Kelly Ferns, housing officer. And one of the big bits of work they've been focused on is our local housing strategy. So Douglas, I'll maybe get you to start off. Just if somebody doesn't know, what is our local housing strategy and why is it important?
Yeah, thanks. The council is the kind of strategic housing authority in Argyll and Bute. And we've got a housing market partnership in the form of the Strategic Housing Forum. And one of the council's statutory housing functions is to deliver a local housing strategy. And the strategy covers a 5-year period. And we're just going to be launching a new strategy in 2022. The local housing strategy sets out the vision of Argyll and Bute Council and our partners for the future of housing across all tenures and types of accommodation in the local authority area. And that we need to take into account national priorities as well as local needs.
And I mean, I suppose having had responsibility for economic development in part of my role, and we've got the overarching objective of growing our population, this is such a key area, isn't it? Because making sure that we've got housing in the right place at the right time to enable growth and to support businesses and new skills and things, people being able to come into the area and fill jobs. It's all trying to map some of that need for across the whole area, isn't it?
Yeah, and I think, you know, a big part of the local housing strategy is the consultation element, and we start that with a housing needs and demand assessment covering the local authority area, which pinpoints where there is need and demand based on kind of real statistics and also consultation with communities. So yeah, economic development, HIE, all these agencies are key partners for us, and we do have that aim to deliver housing which will enable economic growth in the area, as well as kind of meeting the needs of kind of homelessness and health and social care needs as well within the strategy.
No, I mean, it's such a sort of broad topic. I mean, have there been any particular issues that have come up as you've developed the new strategy? And, you know, what might people expect to see when it comes out next year?
Yeah, well, I think we've really tried hard to consult with communities right across the area, and there's obviously a growing need for housing to meet the kind of economic development ambitions across the authority. And as part of the consultation, we had a couple of meetings in Dumbeg with businesses, and we've also carried out a kind of needs and demand assessment specific to Islet and Mull, just to get more of a grasp of what the challenges are for businesses in the area. Because traditionally we've been building houses to meet need through the Scottish Government Affordable Homes Programme, but in a rural local authority like Argyll and Bute, sometimes the kind of need and demand isn't captured fully by the traditional means. So that's why it's important to speak to local communities and businesses and find innovative ways of delivering housing solutions in those areas that have been identified.
And that's, I mean, I suppose to in simple terms, and I always like to try and boil it down to the sort of simplistic, but you know, needs and demands is historically determined by sort of housing waiting lists and things like that, hasn't it? And you know, we've had examples, I think, where you and the team have tried to then address needs of businesses who are growing, and where perhaps it hasn't been the sort of long lead in terms of housing waiting lists, but perhaps there's been quite fast growth in numbers of staff in the area, and actually trying to find ways that they can then being able to settle in the area permanently and put down roots. It needs quite a different and innovative approach, doesn't it?
Yeah, and I think we've done a lot of consultation with community groups. There's quite a lot of community groups who are actively seeking to deliver housing in the areas, in particular in the islands. You've got the likes of the Ulva project at the moment, where they're renovating six properties. Ulva Ferry, there's two houses there, which will make significant contribution to the school being viable and other parts of the economy being viable there, and creating kind of affordable housing for people to occupy. And I think Mull as well, West Highland delivered 14 new houses at Loch Don. And it's not just social rent, because some people will come to the area and not be looking for a rented house. They might be looking to buy, but as we know, the house prices are kind of rocketing at the moment due to the demand in this area. So we encourage our partners to build what's called shared equity housing, which means that the government keep a share of the house, but the actual sale price is reduced to make it more affordable. So we see that as a good bit of progress, and we'll be building on that within the new strategy, trying to deliver that kind of mix of housing options for people coming to the area.
No, I think that mix is so important, isn't it? And trying to meet a variety of needs, and I suppose also the means of delivering housing as well. Because Kelly, a big part of your work is looking at empty homes and bringing them back into use, and that's a different way that people might not appreciate of how we get more housing available, particularly in sort of rural settings and things as well.
Absolutely, bringing empty homes back into use is an integral part of the housing strategy, because it does help increase sort of local housing supply, and particularly in sort of rural communities and communities that are under high housing need pressures. We've got some really good examples where we've supported people to renovate long-term empty homes to bring them back into use. Cullypool and the Isle of Ling. We've just completed a grant project there with a young household who couldn't afford to buy on the island. He was born and bred there, wanted to stay on the island and stay in Argyllan Butte, and he was able to acquire an empty property and renovate that to bring it back into use. The property itself is in a conservation area, so it's not only enhanced and improved the whole outlook of the area, but it's renovated a property that was empty for over 10 years. And it's helped him stay on the island and bring local economic benefits for that community as well. So there's lots of opportunities to improve and increase the supply of housing through renovation of empty homes.
Yeah, and that's just a good sustainable option as well in terms of not being solely reliant on new build, and that what a difference that makes in that kind of example that you've given of the difference that can make both to an individual of being able to come back to the area and perhaps fill a job, and the difference that makes to making some of those small communities sustainable is significant. But I mean, it's quite a challenging thing to do, isn't it, Kelly? Because it's that takes a lot of work for every house that you're able, or flat that you're able to bring back into use.
It does, and every property comes with its own individual set of circumstances. So you're having to find sort of bespoke options more often than not for each property and owner, and to fit some to get something that fits with their needs. And also not just about empty homeowners, but working with, as Douglas mentioned, community groups to refurbish and look at options to bring empty buildings back into use. And it can be quite challenging in terms of raising finance, getting approvals, and again, I suppose just knowing where to start with some projects. A lot of people have a building and don't know what to do with it, so it's about exploring all those options and giving people informed choices.
Yeah, and I mean that comes back to what Douglas was saying, isn't it? It's giving that range of choices of housing types and things. And I think I always think that's one of the big challenges for Argyll and Bute, when sometimes we talk about relatively small numbers of housing in any particular location, but how we're able to make that fit with the particular needs in that area, and to do it at the right time. I mean, I think we have particular challenges with that compared to most other areas that are perhaps dealing with sort of bigger developments, because we've got everything from the big development at Dunbeg north of Oban to those really small ones that you mentioned, Douglas.
Yeah, I mean, we've got a lot of developments on site at the moment. Yes, you're right. You know, Dunbeg, you're talking 300 houses. 40 of them will be the shared equity, as I mentioned before, because we do know that it's difficult for people, particularly first-time buyers, to buy properties on the market at the moment. So that's why we're looking at having 40 of them on the shared equity option. And then you've got developments like there's 10 new houses being built on Dura, for example. So there's a lot. There's always a lot going on. We work kind of very proactively with our housing association partners and the community groups to identify opportunities. And you know, we had a meeting yesterday, for example, with the Mull and Iona Community Trust and the Scottish Government, just to talk through different housing options on Mull. And it is about that choice of accommodation. Not just one type of accommodation, and also looking to see how employers can come into play on that as well, in terms of maybe leasing properties directly from housing associations, different models to maximise the funding opportunities that are out there.
Yeah, so as you've developed the strategy and we've identified some of those challenges in the discussion, how are you going about trying to increase that supply over the next 5 years? What are the kind of tactics that you're identifying in the strategy to overcome that?
Yeah, I think the consultation that's gone into producing the strategy is important, you know, because we had a kind of consultation kind of questionnaire with around 3,000 residents of Argyll and Bute, you know, just to get their views on what they see as important, as well as gathering information on their current housing situation. And we also, through the consultation earlier this year, got a lot of feedback from the community. We got over 1,000 comments and feedback right across Argyll and Bute. So, you know, that's the kind of basis where we want to go on, is we need to listen to the community and then look at what we can do to meet those needs. And sometimes the information that we're getting back might not fit quite neatly into an existing funding stream. So, you know, we use the Strategic Housing Fund within Argyll and Bute Council to help to deliver some more difficult, kind of maybe slightly higher costs because they're on the islands developments, just to try and meet those local needs that we sometimes can't address through the traditional routes. So, you know, an example at the moment is on Colonsay, where there are 6 houses being built for affordable rent by the Colonsay Community Development Company, but there's going to be another 3 houses there through Maui. So they will be specifically for employees, and it's all about trying to build the island communities and make them resilient, and also make them attractive for people to come and live and work, because that's one of the key aims that we have.
Yeah, and for a lot that will enable sort of younger people or younger families to move or stay in the area. And for those that don't know, explain how we fund the Strategic Housing Fund.
Well, Kelly might be better to answer on that one. You've got a bit of experience and knowledge of that.
Yeah, the Strategic Housing Fund is income generated from second homes and long-term empty homes from their council tax revenue.
Yeah, so we basically charge them additional council tax that we put into the Strategic Housing Fund. That's right, isn't it?
It's just for the long-term empty properties. Any property that is classed or registered as long-term empty, the council tax revenue from all those properties and the second homes is what makes up the Strategic Housing Fund. There is a separate policy where there's a levy applied of 100% to properties that have been empty either over a 12-month period or a two-year period, but there's no action been taken to bring them back into use, and that money goes into the central corporate fund.
Yeah, and that also helps to incentivise engaging with you to bring them back into use as well, doesn't it?
It certainly does, yeah. There's obviously lots of different ways that we can assist donors through practical assistance, advice, financial assistance, and it is really there as an incentive for people to take action to bring their properties back into use.
And do one of you want to maybe just give a summary of some of the other things that are picked up in the strategy? Because it goes well beyond just providing homes, doesn't it? There's a whole load of issues that that it touches on, relating to property and support for people across the area.
Yeah, I mean, the overall vision, which I'll just go through, which is quite long, but we're trying to capture everything that we want to do. So the overall vision is that everyone in Argyll and Bute has access to a suitable, high-quality home, which is affordable and located within a vibrant, sustainable and connected community. So there are all sorts of challenges to try and make that vision happen. Yeah, we have talked mainly about the kind of first priority. There's four priorities within the strategy. So we've talked a lot about the priority one, which is supply and placemaking, and that tackles the kind of new build development side of things and the empty homes. Priority two talks more about, well, property condition. Again, there's empty homes elements in that, but a hot topic at the moment, pardon the pun maybe, is energy efficiency and climate change. And we're also talking about poverty generally, not just fuel poverty, but the council's got a child poverty action plan and we are part of that, and we've got a part to play in delivering housing that is affordable and is affordable to heat. But also
that heating bit is going to be so critical, isn't it? Especially for moving away from fossil fuels and the amount of properties that are, have got, either old and, beyond just council properties, but across the whole area, there's work that's done to support, that energy efficiency, isn't there? So, I mean, that's going to be such a big one for Argyll and Bute, I think.
Yeah, and we've been lucky enough to attract quite a lot of government funding. The council kind of has the responsibility to assist private homeowners in terms of energy efficiency improvements. So we've got a good scheme up and running, assisting people right across the area. And what I would say is that in the past, that scheme was area-based, so you would have to pick certain postcodes within the council area, but we managed to negotiate with the government, so the area-based scheme is now the whole of Argyll and Bute. So if somebody comes forward looking for advice and they fit the criteria of what we can assist them with, it doesn't matter what part of the local authority they're in. So I think that's a big step forward to help us kind of be proactive and deal with and help people in the community to try and achieve kind of lower energy costs and obviously ultimately help the environment.
And how can people get in touch if they think they might meet the criteria? Where's the best way for them to get in touch with your team?
Well, they can get in touch with our team directly, or they can phone the Home Energy Scotland helpline, because quite a lot of our referrals go through the Home Energy Scotland. So they give advice, general advice, and then they'll pinpoint people to our schemes if they feel that they're eligible. So I can give you that number if that's of use.
Yeah, we'll include that on the website with the when we post the podcast, so that people have got the number if they want to follow up on that. And sorry, I interrupted you, Douglas. What,
I
there's
know.
other elements as well.
Yeah, I mean, and they can get in touch directly with the Council Housing Services as well, and we can put those details on the website. So, yeah, that's kind of priority two, which, you know, that encompasses a lot of different aspects of housing, and all of those are addressed within the strategy. So there's action points against all of them. So, you know, the strategy is monitored every year. So we are setting clear targets and aims to try and help people and just help the general housing market. And the priority three, we talk about specialist provision and independent living. So this priority is quite well linked to the health and social care partnership. So we're basically trying to make sure that people with specific needs, that we're either building houses that meet those needs, or we're adapting existing houses so people can live at home independently as much as possible. And I think one of the kind of important things that the developments in that respect is that we've got a housing occupational therapist who works alongside our team and also works with the housing developers to make sure that those basic bits and pieces that are required in houses are there, and it's not taken for granted that a house will be suitable for somebody. So I think that's been a really important kind of addition to what we're doing. Just the priority four, that has a bit of a focus on housing options and homelessness, just to make sure that we are able to deliver housing options to people across the area, give them the right information, provide the right support to people. We've got housing support contracts, so we've got providers that will go out and help people if they've got issues in their tenancy or at home, to try and help them sustain that accommodation. And obviously the council has a duty to take homeless applications and provide temporary accommodation to people who require it. So that priority four has a big focus on those important aspects of the housing market.
Yeah, I mean, there's such wide range that works with so many partners. I mean, that's quite ambitious, isn't it, Kelly?
It certainly is, yeah. I think as the priorities sort of demonstrate, the local housing strategy will aim to deliver a number of ambitious outcomes over the next 5 years, and it will require a lot of partnership working to ensure there's an adequate supply of suitable housing, which will attract and retain households in our area, and sustain our communities. So it'll be interesting to sort of monitor it on an annual basis, just to see how well we're producing our, you know, in range of our targets.
And you maybe, Douglas, sort of give a couple of the headlines of what are the targets that you're hoping to achieve?
Well, there are targets within each kind of area. And just to quickly go through, you know, in terms of the supply and placemaking, we just need to maximise investment into Argyll and Bute, take advantage of every funding opportunity that we can get to deliver as many properties as possible, you know. And one of the other things under that supply and placemaking is making sure that we address any infrastructure requirements. We might have a lot of land in Argyll and Bute, but actually it's quite difficult to develop some of the land. So we need to make sure that, you know, we're working with partners to enable the development of difficult sites. Like I say, we've got a lot of land, but it can be quite difficult to find a site in the area that we're trying to address need and then delivering the right housing on it. In terms of property condition, we are just looking to improve property condition and energy efficiency across all tenures. So that's owner occupation, private rented sector and social housing. You know, we're looking quite obviously to reduce fuel poverty and to try and help address child poverty. In relation to health and social care, it's that improved coordination and closer partnership working across housing and health and social care, because there are a lot of good services out there, but it's trying to make sure that everybody knows what everyone else is doing. So when a person, a member of the public, or comes to us, for example, we know who to signpost them to, and who, so they make sure that they can get the kind of support and services that they need. So I think, you know, these are the things, and a lot of it is to do with effective partnership work. And I think there's a lot of good services out there, and it's just trying to make sure that everybody knows about them, so that the public can get the benefits of all those services.
I mean, I think that's such an important point, because I know back when we could meet in person, and, you know, the Strategic Housing Forum, when everyone came together, it's a big room full of a lot of partners. So it needs a lot of people to work together to make all this happen. So it's a big coordination effort. I mean, I think as well, there's, you know, the increasing numbers of homes that you're looking to complete is quite ambitious, isn't it? I mean, I think we do very well in terms of the numbers of homes that are built or brought back into use in Argyll and Bute, but, you know, you're really looking to up the bar on that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, over the last 5 years, we delivered over 400 houses, but in the kind of plans that we have for the next 5 years, we're looking to actually deliver around 1,000 affordable homes across Argyll and Bute. And, you know, it really is right across Argyll and Bute, because we've got, sometimes the delivery of affordable homes is linked to private housing development, and Helensburgh is a good example of that. So at the moment, there's a private housing developer on site, but as part of the private housing development, 25% of the houses must be affordable, and quite often they'll go into partnership with a housing association. So there's a site currently in Helensburgh being developed for private sale, but we'll be getting 36 affordable houses through a housing association. You know, so that's an example of how these targets can be achieved. But yeah, it's a high target, but, you know, these small scale schemes on the islands in particular are so important. You might only have 3 or 4 houses, and that's not headline grabbing, but it makes such a difference to communities on the islands.
No, I think you're right, and they're all different scales, and they're, you know, you've both highlighted the wide range of delivery mechanisms that makes up those total number of houses. And, you know, it does have to be very bespoke to an individual area, but you know, and use so many different methods, but, you know, that's what makes it work for different communities. And I think, you know, that's one of the benefits of what you've done. And in the delivery of sort of over 400 affordable homes so far. But I think, you know, it's fantastic that there's, you know, a new ambitious target going to come forward, because it will make such a difference, and it's such a fundamental part of what we need to make the area successful. So if people are interested, the strategy's coming out next year. I think we'd all want to thank everybody who's been involved in the consultation and contributing it to it thus far. It really is important in making it what it is. And look out for the new strategy coming. So thank you both. Thank you, Douglas. Thanks, Kelly.
Thank you.
Wherever I go, housing is flagged up as a key issue in Argyll and Bute, and it's absolutely fundamental if we're to grow our economy and create a successful area. So if you're interested in a little bit more detail, please check out our website at argyll-bute.gov.uk and select housing for more information. Thank you.
Pippa's Podcast.